Hidden among the trees along the tranquil waters of Lake Wauseosa sits an unsettling 19th century bed and breakfast. Here, unsuspecting guests attempt to unwind from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. Instead, they find themselves veering toward the place where wandering minds cross into the darker and stormier depths of the all-encompassing nighttime. Welcome to Dark of the Moon Inn. Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Finding His Voice, written and directed by George Czar.
And the mountains are as resplendent in their snowy white...
Hold it, Gloria. You're too close to the... Could you please back away from the mic just a bit?
Really, Stephen? This is where you asked me to stand.
No, you're not following my note. I taped it on the mic stand for you. You're a little too close, darling.
Okay. Is this better? Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1,
yeah,
2.
Yeah, that's better. Voice Frequency Studio, Gloria Peters. Description, page 54A, take 25. Rolling.
And the mountains are as resplendent in their snowy white covering as the Arctic bears of
Hold
the...
Hold it, Gloria.
What?
That's Arctic. There's a C in the middle. I already gave you a note on that.
That's what I said, Stephen.
Arctic. You said Arctic. It's Arctic.
I can swear that's what I said, but whatever.
I can play it
You don't back. Have to play it back. Let's just move on. Arctic. Arctic.
Right. This will be the good take. Voice Frequency Studio, Gloria Peters. Description, page 54A, take 26.
Arctic.
Rolling.
Arctic. And the mountains are as resplendent in their snowy white covering as the Arctic. No, Arctic.
Arctic.
I know,
Gloria.
Stephen. I know.
Do you want me to make some marks on your
No!
Screen? Let's try that again. Voice Frequency Studio, Gloria Peters, description...
Do you have to make that announcement each time I make a mistake? Just say rolling.
Fine. Rolling, take 27.
You don't have to say it that way, Stephen.
What way?
Take 27.
It is take 27.
You don't have to throw it in my face.
Look, let's stop here. It's after 6, everyone's gone home, and... Zach is due in the studio any minute. Take a break. I'll talk to him about how the writing's going and the rest of the narration script. When we're done, we'll pick up recording where we left off. Zach's a pretty fast writer, so it won't take too long.
And what does that mean?
What?
Why did you say he's fast?
Zach is a fast writer. He's experienced.
And I'm slow at voiceover because I'm not?
Hold on. I'm coming out there.
No, just stay locked up in your little recording booth, sitting in your favorite chair with all your little computers and complicated mixing boards and wires and...
You're just a little tired, that's
all. I'm a little what, Stephen? Tired? You're always so sure you know how I feel, don't you?
Gloria, stop. Give me a kiss, sweetheart.
You want to know how I feel now, Stephen? The thought of kissing you turns my stomach.
Behave, Gloria.
Hey! Hi, everybody. How are Mr. and Mrs. Peters today? And how has the recording session been going, you two lovebirds?
Yeah, lovebirds. More like vultures.
Gloria, behave yourself.
Oh, did I catch you two at a bad time? I can come back later.
No, no, Zach. Don't be silly. You're right on time for the script meeting. Look, I have to go in the back room and get a second cable for my good headphones. They keep shorting when I hit the green switch. It'll take me 5-10 minutes. Why don't you chat with Gloria while I'm hunting for that cable? She enjoys talking to you. You're the only one who can cheer her up when she's in a mood. I'll be right back.
Hidden among the trees along the tranquil waters of Lake Wauseosa sits an unsettling 19th century bed and breakfast. Here, unsuspecting guests attempt to unwind from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. Instead, they find themselves veering toward the place where wandering minds cross into the darker and stormier depths of the all-encompassing nighttime. Welcome to Dark of the Moon Inn. Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents The Doctor Is In, written, composed, and directed by George Czar.
Brad?
Yes.
Brad.
What is it, Lorraine?
I'd really like you to read that book.
Book? Right. I'll read it, okay? I'm reading it right now. What a good book. I'm reading.
Brad!
What? The book! I finished reading the book. You can have the book
You're
back.
You're not listening to me.
Oh, Lorraine, it's the middle of the night. I'm asleep.
I think it's important that you read it. It's by that self-help guru himself, Oatley Slummox III.
Oh, Lorraine, I don't like self-help books.
This one's different. It's called I Believe You. Yes, Indeed I Do. The title says it all. You need this book, Brad. You're always so cynical, always questioning everybody's motives. Sometimes you have to take people at face value. You need to read the book, I Believe You, Yes, Indeed I Do, by Oatley Slummox III.
The only thing I believe is that I am going back to sleep. Good night. Good night, Lorraine.
Oh, all right. We'll talk about it at breakfast. Brad? Oh, good night.
What? What's that?
Door! Let me get the light.
Oh, that's my eye, not the light.
Quiet, Powder Puff. Quiet, girl.
Give me my slippers.
Those aren't your slippers. Those are my slippers.
Give me my robe. Quiet, Powder Puff. Quiet, girl.
It's not your robe. It's my robe.
Here's whose robe it is. Somebody's at the door.
You got one of your slippers on and one of mine. Quiet, Powder Puff.
Who cares about slippers? I'm answering the door.
You're not leaving me in bed alone. God knows what's going on out there. I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, you're not. Quiet, Powder Puff.
Yes, I am. Come on, Powder Puff.
Hey, wait a minute, Lorraine. Sit, Powder Puff. Heel. Hold on, Lorraine.
Go ahead, see who it is.
Who is it? Who's there?
Quiet, Powder Puff.
Hello? Who's out there?
Who is it, Brad?
Somebody I invited to our house at 3 a.m. to wake us up. How the hell do I know who it is?
Open the door, Brad. I'll hit him with this umbrella.
Who is it? Ow! Let me open that door first, then you hit him.
Your head got in the way.
Well, I can't unscrew my head so you can have a clear shot. Shut up, Powder Puff.
It's quiet. Do you think they left?
Nah, they probably went around the back door. Okay, Lorraine, here's what we'll do. We'll both tiptoe to the kitchen. I'll put my hands on the doorknob, and you lift the umbrella over your head, then I'll...
Ah, good evening!
Ah, stop it, Lorraine! Shut up, Powder Puff! Give me that umbrella!
Oh, you're taking umbrellas! Excellent, here's mine! And you can take my coat and briefcase!
Wait a minute.
I must shut the door, sir. You'll both simply catch your death.
Hidden among the trees along the tranquil waters of Lake Wauseosa sits an unsettling 19th century bed and breakfast. Here, unsuspecting guests attempt to unwind from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. Instead, they find themselves veering toward the place where wandering minds cross into the darker and stormier depths of the all-encompassing nighttime. Welcome to Dark of the Moon in. Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Personal Delivery, written by Andrew Jaffe and George Czar, and directed by George Czar.
So what are you saying, Doctor? That's it?
She's not in any pain, Mr. Odell. Considering the advanced state of cancer, that's a blessing.
But you said I thought my mother could last another 6 months.
I said that it all depended on how quickly the malignancy spread. I'm sorry. Under the circumstances, I think perhaps you should go in and see her now while she's still conscious.
Maybe I should wait for my brother Raymond to get here. He should have been here already. Maybe he hit traffic on the way in.
I really wouldn't wait for him.
When you see my brother, send him in, okay?
I'll leave you alone with your mother.
Thanks, Doctor. Ma? 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 It's me, Frankie.
Get out. Get out of here. Please get out of here.
Ma!
Where's Raymond?
He's coming, Ma. He's coming. He's probably stuck in traffic. He had to work late at the chemical plant and...
You want the money? That's where you came, Frankie.
But, Ma!
You want me to tell you what I did with Uncle Joe's insurance money? Oh, I won't tell you. Just like your father, always running out on me and your brother Raymond. He works. He keeps the family together. Always sticks up for you. Always looks after you. You only come back when you need money.
Good, Ma.
Always your hand out. That's when you come back. Raymond always forgives you. Got a good heart. Too good. I can't forgive you anymore.
Ma, take it easy.
I'm only telling Raymond where the money is. Where's Raymond?
Hold on, Ma. He's probably stuck in traffic.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Hold on, Ma. He'll be here. Raymond!
Frankie, how's she doing?
Hidden among the trees along the tranquil waters of Lake Wauseosa sits an unsettling 19th century bed and breakfast. Here, unsuspecting guests attempt to unwind from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. Instead, they find themselves veering toward the place where wandering minds cross into the darker and stormier depths of the all-encompassing nighttime. Welcome to Dark of the Moon Inn. Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents Every Now and Then, written and directed by George Czar.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh. Oh, no, no. Uh-uh, no. Oh, yes. Yep. Uh-huh. No problem. I'll bring home a small basket of strawberries with the quart of milk. Two customers coming in, Rain. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I think it's not if somebody's old, wedding, Frank. You should get them something
Antiques
new.
Have value.
Nobody wants something Antiques old. Stuff somebody else has owned before. It doesn't make sense
love
to me.
Getting a gift.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Sagan's Antiques.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Like I was saying, Diane, Frank, it just doesn't make
really
sense to spend money on
history.
Something that's
you
old.
That's huge.
I see you're both still making up your minds. No rush. Take your time, look around. If I can help you.
You certainly can, Mr.
Sagan. That's my name up there. Sagan's Antiques.
Well, Mr. Sagan, Frank here doesn't seem to think
look,
that...
Look, Diane, don't get him in the middle of
I
our argument.
I am, Frank. I am. Mr. Sagan, Frank and I are buying a gift for our friend. She's getting married.
Oh, a happy occasion. Congratulations.
Yeah, but Diane is wrong. I say you have to buy a gift that's new. That's what I think. I mean, I'm not knocking this old stuff.
The antiques.
Sorry, the antiques. But you don't give something old to somebody who's getting married. You get them something new.
You are so wrong, Frank. Just because
Hold on. I sort of agree with both of you. But I don't think a gift should necessarily be something old or something new. It should be something right. Something your friend will enjoy. Let me show you a few things. If nothing looks right, there are other stores in the neighborhood.
Okay, fair enough.
Fine. Let's start over there, next to those dolls hanging from the wall.
Is this an old record player, Mr. Sagan?
It's a gramophone. The sound comes out of this big, fancy horn. They recorded the music onto cylinders. I'll put one on. We can listen to a little 1903 music while we snoop around.
Where do you plug it in?
Oh, no electricity. It's all mechanical. Okay, wind up like this, and now I put on the cylinder. Switch the machine on, and put the needle down onto the spinning cylinder like this.
Every Now and Then is sung by Miss Minnie Emmett, Edison Records.
That's cute.
Diane, why don't you both start looking without me? I'll be right with you. I've got a pebble or something in my shoe.
Sure.
Can I sit on this chair, Mr. Sagan?
Sure. It's old, but it's sturdy.
Comfortable chair. Wow. Nice finish on this gramophone. Mr. Sagan, is this a lacquer finish? Feels real smooth and... I thought there was no electricity in this thing. I just touched it and... What the... Where am I? I'm outside. I was just in the antique store.
Clear the way! Watch out, you dang fool! Stand aside!
That horse almost ran me down.
Hidden among the trees along the tranquil waters of Lake Wauseosa sits an unsettling 19th century bed and breakfast. Here, unsuspecting guests attempt to unwind from the trials and tribulations of everyday life. Instead, they find themselves veering toward the place where wandering minds cross into the darker and stormier depths of the all-encompassing nighttime. Welcome to Dark of the Moon Inn. Recorded before a live audience, Voices in the Wind Audio Theater presents School Spirit, written and directed by George Czar.
I'm not going, and that's final. Look, I know you have all sorts of ideas and plans for my future, but you'll just have to forget it. I've made up my mind. It's hard enough.
Michelle? Michelle, are you in there? Who are you talking to in your room?
I... No one, Mom. I'm in bed. I'm too sick to... to talk to anyone.
I could swear I heard you arguing with somebody.
How can I argue with anybody when I have a sore throat?
I see.
Michelle, I heard you downstairs in the living room. You were talking loudly.
She's not talking to anyone, Stephen. Well, not when she has a sore throat.
Mom's right, Dad.
Sore throat the night before she starts high school?
Quite a coincidence, isn't it, Stephen?
The odds are astronomical. But here I am, Mom.
Do you always go to bed with all your clothes on?
I took off my shoes.
You know, Michelle, I was sick the night before I started high school, too.
As I said, what a coincidence.
Maybe it's hereditary, Mom. If Dad got sick the same way I got sick,
Your
then...
father wasn't sick. He was faking. Like you. Right?
Why don't you ever believe me, Mom?
I'll give you two guesses, and the first one isn't because you're known for telling the truth. Why do you keep doing things like this? Why?
Why not?
Oh, now, Janine, aren't you being a little rough on Michelle? I mean, it probably is hereditary.
It is?
Sure. Michelle is as scared as I was the night before I started high school.
Is that true, Michelle? Why didn't you tell us that you were scared?
I couldn't, Mom. It's easier to fake being sick.
High school is just continuing where you left off, honey, that's all. They have books and tests and desks, just like at your old school.
Teachers and homework, lunch, it's all the same. It's just that you're a young woman now and capable of accomplishing so much more. You're moving up to the next step because you're ready.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Okay?
Okay.
Now you need to go to sleep. Tomorrow will be a very exciting day.
All right, Mom. I'll put my pens and pencils and books and stuff in my backpack and arrange my clothes for tomorrow morning. I'll get right to bed.
You're sure you're okay?
You're
not okay? Why?
Why not?
Good night, Michelle.
Good night, darling. We love you.
Night, Mom. Dad.
If you need us, we're here.
Thanks. Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Marcy.
So, are you staying home from school tomorrow?
No.